Well, I'm wearing my Life 100.3 dad hat in honor of our guests this morning. What if you could combine the two sources of advice on adulting in your life, like dad and YouTube? Rob Kenny has done it. His book is called Dad, How Do I? And it was birthed out of his YouTube channel, Dad, How Do I? Rob Kenny, thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, Todd.
Rob, how did this whole idea start of starting a YouTube channel to show people how to do things from a dad's perspective?
I thought of it a few years ago. You know, I'm 50, I'll be 58 this year, and my kids are out of the house, but I still talk to them about adulting. And, my daughter and I were talking, and what do people do that don't have this resource? And I thought I was just going to help 30 or 40 people if I did it, but it was something I'd been wanting to do for quite a while. And I came up with the name of Dad, How Do I, from, you know, having, thinking one of my kids would say, Dad, how do I, you know, from the other room. And yeah, so it's kind of been, you know, and then with COVID, my hand was forced because I was at home. And so I had some time on my hands. And so I did How to Tie a Tie. And yeah, I was just trying to create this one channel where you could do all things dad, to the best of my ability. I am just a dad, you know, I'm not an electrician, I'm not a plumber, but I know how to do a lot of the basic stuff to help encourage people, you know. And yeah, and then my backstory, my dad left when I was 14. And so I had to learn a lot of things the hard way. You know, I had mentors that I kind of glommed onto to learn things. My brother helped me a lot. And yeah, just was trying to make it a nice, safe place for anybody and everybody to learn how to do some things. So,
well, you're really helping a lot of people with your advice, because there's over 3.5 million people subscribed to your YouTube channel. I don't know if you go into the analytics. Have you looked into which one gets watched the most? Do you check the numbers at all?
Yeah, I honestly don't, but I've been told, and I do kind of peek back. I see all the time comments on how to shave and how to tie a tie, people. So that's constantly coming up where people are making comments about that. When my channel went viral, that's when you get a lot of hits, right, on certain videos. And I only had like 6 or 7 videos at that time. And one of them was when I said thank you, you know, just a sincere thank you. And then also asked for prayers, because I, you know, this thing blew up and it scared me. You know, I'm a man of faith, and I just said, please pray for me, protect me. You know, I don't want to, you know, mislead people too, right? So I feel the burden of, you know, a teacher will be judged more harshly. I got to be careful of how I'm leading people, you know, so.
And you start off every video, as every dad should, with a bad dad joke. Where do you source out all of your bad dad jokes?
Bad dad jokes, ouch. yeah, so kind of all over the place. They come from all over the place. Some people will send some into me, and then some I've known over the years, and then some I'll search up, or, you know, and try to find some that relate to the video that I'm doing.
All right, you have one handy?
So this is a recent one. Did you hear about the king that was 12 inches tall?
No.
You know, he wasn't much of a king, but he made an excellent ruler.
Oh.
I thought that was pretty funny. So anyway.
I'll keep working on those. The other thing you do in your videos is you give a dad pep talk, which I love. These are great. And I mean, it's so needed, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. You know, when I talked to my daughter, when we were talking about doing this channel, I said, you know, there's so much more to being a dad than just fixing things around the house. I want to be able to share my heart. And like I shared with you earlier, I was grateful that when my channel went viral, I kind of just shared my heart a little bit. And so it opened the door to be able to do much more things. And I read children's books, and I, you know, kind of, because I didn't want people to be fooled or feel like they were tricked that, oh, he's going to show me how to do stuff, then he's going to preach at me. But I think there, you know, we've come up with the 3 E's. My daughter and I work pretty closely on this. And what we want to do is we want to encourage people, you know, empower people. So encourage people, empower people, and then edify people. So we want, there's so much more, you know, we want to teach them how to be a good human, you know, not just how to fix something around your house. I think it's important. So We've also tried to add dad chats in, you know, like you said, where it's talk about, you know, your attitude. I do have one in forming in my mind about humility, you know. It's good to come into places from a humble side instead of act like you know how to do everything. You'll earn a lot of people's respect that way if you come in humbly and kind of observe and find your place instead of coming in like, because I just recently have heard a couple stories about college graduates that, you know, they're book smart. They come in book smart and then they go on a job site and think they know everything because they learned it in a book. Well, might want to give some respect to the veterans that have been on the job site for 20 years and know what they're doing, at least at first. And maybe you could get in what you think is some advice along the way. But anyway, having to do with, you know, being humble.
Rob Kenny is the creator of the YouTube channel and book called Dad, How Do I? Rob, thanks for being with us this morning.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, Todd.